Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Bechukotai, In My Statutes. Week 33, Fifth Aliyah. If a man dedicates to the Lord part of the land that is his possession, then the valuation shall be in proportion to its seed. A homer of barley seed shall be valued at 50 shekels of silver. Leviticus 27, verse 16. What is the relationship between the Jubilee and the Temple? The valuation of a consecrated field is made based on the ratio of seed needed for it. A chomer, or barley, which is 246.2 liters, was worth 50 shekels of silver. The field size needed to sow a chomer is 75,000 cubits. Or 1.77 hectares approximately, which is almost 7 acres. The price of each chomer depended on how many years were left until the next jubilee. 50 shekels was the price on the first year of the count of the year of jubilee. Every year the price for redeeming it reduced 1 shekel. So 50 shekels of silver was the maximum price to redeem, payable for each homer of seed needed for that land. When King David wanted to buy the threshing floor from Arauna to build the temple on it, he gave him 50 shekels of silver. That is the same price that Torah dictates to redeem a field of a size enough to plant a homer of barley in relation to the year of Jubilee. In that way, the field where both temples were built has a relationship with the year of Jubilee. The same amount, 50 shekels of silver, is also the valuation price of a male between the ages of 20 and 60, Leviticus 27, verse 3. Besides, it's the price that the Torah establishes for the acquisition of a virgin, Deuteronomy 22, verse 29. So the scripture establishes a close relationship between a man between the ages of 20 and 60, the land, the temple, the jubilee, and a virgin. All these speak of the Messiah in terms of his second coming. Yeshua was a man between the ages of 20 and 60 when he finished the task that the Father had given him to do. When he returns, the land will be restored, the temple built, the jubilee celebrated, and the bride taken. Blessed be the Eternal for his revealed secrets. Shalom.